Wednesday, Holocult. So you know what that means. Welcome to the night shift. For those of you that are listening to the podcast version of this show, and you're new, and you don't know what's going on, this is live. So we're going to be reacting to things in the chat that you missed for not being here. We've come to the conclusion that that gets confusing to new listeners, so this is different from the Monday show. Just clearing the air there.
The place where we do what we want.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just had to get that out of the way. We're trying a new something here. We got the chat in on the stage now. You can see right here. You can see what you're saying.
That's not pointing at it, Steve.
Oh.
You got it.
It's somewhere over there.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's here somewhere. It's going to be fine.
You'll see it. You'll see it when you see it.
Yeah, that's where it's showing up on my screen. Right there.
The far right.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyway, welcome. Welcome. How's everybody doing?
It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. So, everybody that's in here, make sure you hit the like button, the subscribe button, the notification bell, all that YouTube stuff. Because it's a cool, fun thing to do. It's pretty sick and fly. Yeah, so hope everybody's week's going well. Hope everything's going cool.
It definitely hasn't been cool. It's been a little toasty.
You are correct.
A little toasty.
Pretty awful.
Yeah.
But there's a break. Supposed to catch a break this weekend.
Yeah, I saw that. Hopefully it pans out and it's not 500,000 degrees.
Yeah, feel that. What's up, everybody in the chat? Seeing all the regulars in here. Paranormal Trucker and Brother John, JJ, Twiz, Chucky, Laura, RU's in here hanging out. Peyton, I saw Necro in here. Been a long time since he's been in here. Furry Nations in the house.
Well,
thank goodness.
Naturally.
Thank goodness. So what's new? What's new, everyone? What kind of weird stuff we got going on? The Ring of Fire just decided to explode.
That's cool.
Notice that monster. Earthquake off the east coast of Russia. Was that yesterday? Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Sometime yesterday. It was like the sixth largest earthquake in recorded history. That's a thick boy.
That's a honker.
Thick boy. Now they got volcanoes erupting and all kinds of good stuff going on.
Why not? 2025, baby.
It's
you got to go full send.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said. they're not releasing the files, so they're like, well, first we'll talk about UFOs, and if that doesn't distract them, then we'll fire up the flash flood machine, and if that doesn't distract them, then we'll fire up the earthquake machine, and if that doesn't distract them, it's fine.
Necro, I plan on bringing that up. I've been seeing some posts on that. We're going to hash this out.
If they're coming, they need to hurry.
So since we're there, let's start hashing this out. I saw a post from some scared boy about how Corbell warned us all. Going to be an object coming. It's the beginning of Blue Beam. You know, it's the Great Deception. And I got to thinking about it. And I'm like, because this person was obviously scared, freaking out about it. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, why? Why are you afraid? Literally, what is there to be afraid of? Because worst case scenario, there's an alien mothership coming to Earth.
Best case scenario.
Well, whatever. Worst, best, same thing. What can you do to change that? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And then what that tells me, and, you know, Steve, it's open for debate here. But what that would tell me is that if they meant harm in any way, one of two scenarios, it's over quick. We're not going to feel shit. Or all of humanity finally gets the stick out of its ass and decides to bring the pain.
We won't do that.
Oh, I'll do that. I'm ready.
That's not debatable. It's not. I'm not debating you. I'm just debating all of humanity.
You don't think everybody would just, you know, basically say, "Hold my beer" and bring the pain?
No.
What?
I wish.
I think they would. I think everybody would just say, "Let's get it."
That didn't even happen in the movies. Like, they used to, like, an
Independence Day, bruh.
You have motherfuckers on top of the buildings welcoming them. Like, come on in.
Yeah, that's the non-intelligent of the world.
That's not then everybody can't be included.
Well, I meant it was a broad brushstroke.
And the more I look into it, like, the more the whole scenario is being taken out of context.
Like, yeah, how so?
So the hostile mothership was just a theoretical paper that was written.
So I haven't heard it as hostile.
Yeah, that's I think it was Avi Loeb. I can't remember.
I've just been hearing the mothership is headed this way.
Yeah.
Like, I give a shit.
It's essentially like a comet that's not acting like a comet. There's no like evidence of propulsion, and the fact that it came from outside of our solar system is like, there's only been two other ones that happened like mm-hmm. that. So that's kind of weird. The trajectory it's coming in, it's like using the gravitational pull of other planets to kind of slingshot itself around, which is the same thing we do to get our shit out.
Yeah, we did it in Armageddon.
So they're thinking, man,
we're still save the world.
Might be some intelligence behind this. And if there is intelligence, it could be hostile. It's all a bunch of like theoretical, like hypotheticals. And people are like,
right,
it's an alien mothership coming to attack the Earth. Which, I mean, I'm fine if it is, but it's just being, people will see that stuff like on the media. And of course, the media is going to, you know, sensationalize it as much as possible. It goes from weird thing entering our, like, comet, weird comet entering our space to hostile mothership entering our space, which is, I mean, it's fine. It's whatever.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm running on the assumption that it's one of two things. I'm ruling out asteroid, because that's not fun. It's either going to be a real alien mothership, or it's the beginning of Blue Beam, which also got me thinking about the beginning of Blue Beam. Because we hear Blue Beam fucking exhaustively, right? It's exhausting hearing Blue Beam all the time. People doubling down on Blue Beam. And once again, I beg the question to everybody listening, what the fuck does it matter? Because the way I see it, Blue Beam is kind of like it's being implemented to create the NWO, right? Am I wrong with that? Like, Blue Beam is about control.
Yeah.
Right? So it's essentially, you know, the possibility of 2030 on steroids. And I kind of am in the mindset that we're like, Blue Beam is the smokescreen for what's already happened. It's like a late disclosure, essentially. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because I feel like sure, you could tighten the noose a little bit, but I feel like we're essentially already there as far as having the leashes and put on short collars. And I know it's a hyper negative way of like looking at the scenario, but you think about it, I kind of feel like the NWO is already been a thing for a long time. It's just that the rest of humanity is finally starting to catch up. And I don't think for a second that the world governments are the ones in charge.
I feel like they're banking on like what you had initially have put in, you know, everybody put all their discretions aside and focus on one enemy, you know, that's what I feel like Blue Beam would be essentially. Get everybody on the same page. When everybody's on the same page, they're much easier to control when they're all focused on one thing.
Yeah. And essentially you could rewrite the system kind of like we did after 9/11 and stuff like that. You could, you know, cause then you have a prime opportunity to argue for, you know, safety and the preservation of humanity. We all need to come together to fight these galactic threats and so on and so forth. And so we're going to combine the world together, yada, yada, yada. But I kind of feel like it's already there. Everybody, you know, Steve, you mentioned it all the time. The world is a stage. I think we're already there. There's varying degrees of that scenario, but I feel like we're already in those waters. There's no getting out of those waters.
It is strange that Corbell did come out earlier this year. I think it was in January, whenever that documentary dropped, and essentially said, he's like, the lie that they're going to sell is that there is a giant mothership headed toward Earth.
Yeah.
He gave a year of 2027. He said, but chances are, now that I've put that out, they'll change the timeline and change the scenario. So it is, I mean, that's, it's not like it's all that shocking that it's like they've resorted to this, like it's coming to this, but it is weird that like within 6 months of Corbell saying that, now it's happening. It's a little wild there.
You think it's insider information or insider knowledge?
I don't know. I don't know if he's purposely a piece of the puzzle or if he's inadvertently a piece of the puzzle. Right?
Yeah.
So if this, I mean, who knows which way it would go? If it is a push of Blue Beam, like he's just kind of solidifying it, saying that the government's going to try to push this as a lie. But if it really is a mothership, hostile, whatever, coming here, it's almost like they're pushing Blue Beam as a distraction from an actual possible alien invasion.
Which I'm here for.
Yeah, it's like a, it's almost like a, like one is a sleight of hand for the other. We just don't know which one's which. We don't know what the answer is.
I don't know. I guess I just, I don't know if it was a fiery mood I was in today or what. But it just, I don't know, I begged the question of what does it matter? At the end of the day, whether it's Blue Beam or an actual alien invasion, I guess my brain's just not processing it right now because it's kind of irrelevant in the grand scheme. Because either way, we can't do anything about it aside from bring the pain. You know, I don't know. And I don't know. I guess there's a part of me that just feels like Blue Beam's overplayed.
Oh yeah. Everybody talks about it now.
And that's what I mean. I feel like, I don't know. I don't know if it's already been implemented or if it's burnt itself out and now it's just one of those recycled explanations that the community tries to use.
Yeah.
And you know,
I feel like it's it it's like a smoke screen and a cop out itself for anything that's even remotely falls into that realm. Everybody's like, well, it's Bluebeam.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm guilty of it too. I'll post it on TikTok just because anytime, like, there was a weird light anomaly in the sky in Alabama the other day, probably 2 weeks ago. Had a very like holy statue kind of silhouette to it. Mm-hmm. And people were like, oh, it's Jesus. So the first thing that popped up was like Bluebeam. So it is kind of a hot button topic, a hot button word in our realm anymore.
And maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the inner like punk rebel inside me always trying to go against the grain. Maybe that's it. You know, I hear Bluebeam so much. And typically speaking, I just feel like in the grand scheme of conspiracies and stuff like that, the thing that you hear the most is probably the smoke screen.
Yeah.
You know, and I could be wrong. Maybe I'm all the way backwards on it. I don't know. I don't know. There's just something inside that says that Bluebeam's done. Like that play is just not going to come to fruition. Not to say that they won't come up with technology to project thing into the skies. I guarantee that's coming. There's that. I feel like that's inevitable.
And I think unfortunately, it will probably work on most of the public.
Oh yeah, of course. You know?
So I think, I mean, it still could very well be at play, but it's just like you have a very small percent of us who know about it are privy to it. Cause you'll still get people on the socials on TikTok and stuff. Be like, what's Bluebeam.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like if they wanted to push it, it would probably have quite a bit of the desired effect. There will just be a small percentage of resistance.
And I'm sorry, I didn't catch who said it, but somebody said in the chat, you know, Bluebeam, it might have been Necro. Bluebeam is like, they don't have to put shit in the sky. They just put it on our phones.
Yeah.
So there's evolution right there of, you know, the possibility of Bluebeam.
Yeah. It spreads faster through the digitals than it ever would projecting it into the sky.
Yeah. And it's equally as influential, in my opinion. It's just through the phone, it's just more subtle.
Yeah.
You know, because it's ingrained in the day to day, and slowly but surely that poison starts to leak into your mind, and it influences you whether you believe it or not. You don't have to fucking believe it, but I guarantee you that it influences you on your day to day life.
Oh yeah,
you know, because we could all sit here and talk as much shit as we want, but I will promise you that everyone, every single one of us, falls victim to it.
Yep, we're all tied to it. I know very, very, very few people that don't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Like, I can probably count them on one hand. Because it's tethered us all. It's tethered us to each other. It's tethered us to the mass amounts of disinformation that's out there. It's like this terrible double-edged sword, you know, because you have to have it to stay connected to people you care about, to the real information. You have to have it to stay connected to, but it's been weaponized. So it makes it,
that's an understatement.
It's terrible. They made us dependent on it, and now they've weaponized it.
Yeah. Which is just part of the course.
Yeah. It's like a drug.
It really is. That's why here lately, I've kind of taken an extended break from it. I don't troll around on it a whole lot anymore. Because it does. It does poison your mind in the worst ways.
Yeah. And it's tough to disconnect.
It really is. But I feel like it's a necessity. I don't know. I just thought it'd be fun to roll around the idea of bringing the pain on a mothership.
Part of me hopes so. Part of me hopes that humanity will band together and try to do something like one.
I ain't even talking about like every single individual person. I just feel like a majority is going to say, well, let's get it.
Yeah.
It's going to be chaos at first, but we all know it takes that one person to rally
to fly a plane straight into the beam.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, and if they're annihilators, dude, it'll be fast.
Yeah, it ain't gonna matter. At least we can have one final act of defiance as humans.
It'd be cool.
Even if it's just even if it's just standing on your front porch giving them the finger. That's why I give the finger to every unknown light I see in the sky.
He's not lying.
I make it a point. Because if that's the one that's gonna wipe us out, I want that to be the last thing they see.
Yeah. He's not lying. It happens all the time.
I gotta stand by my morals here. It's on site. On site. If you're coming to annihilate my planet, this is what you get to see.
It'd be pretty awesome to see everybody in one last stand against some ass from outer space.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of randoms. You know, charging in for the last stand.
Humans from the past coming back.
Well, they can get to it too. Future.
Yeah, they'll get the finger too.
Yeah, we all know how touch and go our current form of humanity is.
Yeah,
we see some weirdos, and they're gonna get it.
Tom Cruise will save us. See. Necro knows. If it's an unknown light, it's getting it. If I have to pull my car over, I will give it the finger. If I have to stand out of my sunroof while driving.
And as the alien invader, what do you even do with that?
Nothing. You just have to
like take it. If it was me in that ship and I'm getting ready to full on Independence Day your car, and you just get out with no hesitation, no emotion on your face. And you flip me off, I'm just gonna be like, this motherfucker. He doesn't care at all. He's getting ready to cash out of the system, and he has no care. No, nothing. Not the slightest bit of concern.
At the very minimum, the very least, I want there to be justification to my annihilation. So that's it.
I just like the idea of just absolute zero concern.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you Independence Day my caddy or not. Either way, you're still getting the finger.
Yeah. Best case scenario. Best case scenario, their ego's bruised and they just turn around and leave. Worst case scenario, I turn into atoms, dust, and then I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, and they still have to live with the fact that they got flipped the bird.
Yeah. That's it. Like you came here to strong arm me and look what you got.
Eh.
That's what you got.
No fucks given at all.
Nope.
I love it. I love it. I love Defiance. So good.
If it is a mothership. So there, what are they saying? November? So at this rate, it's moving like 60 kilometers a second or some shit.
Is it on collision course or just bypass course?
Passing us.
Okay. So we don't have to, well, by what they say, we don't have to worry about full-on collision.
No. It's not going to intersect with the Earth's orbit. And there's something else. They said there's no visible tail like a comet has. So there's no signs of propulsion. So that's why they're like, it's not acting like a normal comet. It basically using the gravitational slingshot method, which is what we do, is like,
That's bizarre. That's bizarre.
And
because like I'm not an asteroidologist, but wouldn't if it got stuck in a gravitational field, it would stay there.
Unless it's got propulsion, because that's
right.
What we do, right?
Right, so. Right. Yeah. But I'm just saying, if it is an asteroid with no form of propulsion, logically, you would think that it would get stuck in a gravitational pull if it went in.
Yeah.
That it wouldn't, the planet's gravity just wouldn't slingshot it back out into outer space.
And I think it's moving faster than normal asteroids. I think that's another thing that's making it weird, because there's no sign of propulsion. 60 kilometers a second. I don't know how fast. That's fast, obviously, but I don't know how fast. And there was another thing I saw that made it weird. Like, its path, it's supposed to like go behind the sun at a particular point to where us on Earth won't be able to see it. So they're thinking that that's a strategic maneuver where if it wanted to change course, it would do it then at that exact point in time, because we can't keep eyes on it when it gets to a certain point behind the sun. So they're like, if it does change course at that given time, then there's probably some intelligence behind it.
Also, I'll counter that theory with, if they are actually coming here from another solar system, and not to mention they've made it here, what the fuck do they care if we're watching or not?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, because they obviously are a little higher up the food chain than we are.
I don't think we I don't know. I just think it's very egotistical of us to think that we garner so much interest in all these proposed other species out there. I just do want to pop in and say, see you at a trucker. He's taking off again. Be safe out there.
Love, buddy.
Drive by EMP. Now you're talking, Necro. What if the elites use this to put out some sort of mass EMP, take grids down, blame it on the alien mothership?
It sends everyday Joe back to the Stone Age.
Oh yeah.
But you know, the elites are still going to have theirs. Those systems are guaranteed or hardened.
Yeah.
But ours, there's no way. It'll send us back to the Stone Age. Then you're going to have, what would it be like? What was it? Like 97% of humanity fall.
Yeah. Yeah. Johnny Q Public would not know how to exist. Probably a whole lot. Whole lot of us.
Oh yeah. I mean, even for the hardcore survivalist, it's going to be hard.
Yeah. Cause you don't have to rely on that stuff.
Yeah.
We're a creature of convenience.
We are now. Absolutely.
You take that convenience away and it is just chaos. We saw that in 2020.
Yeah.
We saw that when, like we said 100 million times before, people were running out of toilet paper and they were losing their goddamn minds. Yeah. Wait till you can't get water.
That's when it's bad.
Yeah, wait till you can't get food.
You take those two off the table, it'll even be worse than that, because it'll get to a point where people fight over it, and then at the same time they're gonna go drink unclean water and get super sick and pass away that way.
Yep. And then you got your everyday people fighting other people, killing other people. It's just chaos.
And technically it's already happening, because I was hearing that one of the rivers or something in Colorado is drying up. And now a bunch of, like, everybody over there is fighting over water rights and shit like that. And they're freaking out about it.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's crazy that, like, it's crazy. People will
eat. Then you have the opposite effect, where people think it's a great idea to tamper with one of the most awesome forces out there, Mother Nature, and be like, hey, I've got a really good idea. Let's make no more deserts. Let's just seed the fuck out of the sky and make it rain enough where there's no deserts. Because if there's one thing we can control, it's definitely Mother Nature. I don't know if it works like that. I think you can influence Mother Nature, but I don't know quite yet that you can control it.
Nah. People will eat each other. If there's one thing I hate about the Midwest, it's all the damn cannibals. Hey, Holocult. We're back and excited to announce our continued partnership with ZocDoc. When it comes to your health, please, please leave it to a professional. I don't know about you guys, but my entire social feed has just been filled with different health trends, like red light therapy can solve every skin problem, and you should be slamming olive oil shots first thing in the morning, or coconut oil this, elderberry that. Well, ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can book in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more. You can filter doctors who take your insurance, who are located close by, who are a good fit for any medical need you may have, and are highly rated by verified patients. I haven't had to book a doctor's appointment, thankfully. I've been pretty healthy, but I have gotten on the app and kind of messed around with it a little bit, kind of booked mock appointments, and it is super easy. It's a one-stop shop for everything that you need. Find doctors in your area, doctors that take your insurance, doctors that can get you in within 48 hours. It's excellent. Excellent. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Holo1 to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. ZocDoc.com/Holo1. Hey, Holocult. We are back and excited to announce our continued partnership with Mood. Mood is an online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends, and they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. Mood's mantra is that cannabis should be accessible, affordable, convenient, and transparent. But most importantly, they believe in supporting American farmers who make all of this possible. Mood was created in 2002 as an online source for 100% federally legal cannabis grown on small, pesticide-free American farms. Mood has gummies for literally everything: immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal, and each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. That's no pesticides, no BS, and they ship to most U.S. states. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I'd mentioned, Holocult listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. That's H-O-L-O. So head to Mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use our promo code HOLO, that's H-O-L-O, at checkout to save 20% on your first order. I don't know, man. It's... And I mean, Chucky said something up there. What if it's a positive? What if it's not hostile? What if it's an intervention?
It could be awesome.
It could be. At that point,
I'm trying to hang out with cool ones. But then if they're cool ones, that's when you see the world governments come together and try to blow them out of the fucking sky.
That's what I was just going to say. I said,
bet me money.
What if this whole time they're seeding this, the world governments are seeding, it's a hostile mothership. It's coming in, yada, yada, yada. It gets here before anything happens. It sends out a message to the world. Say VR cell phones. Say it taps into our cell phones. And it's like, hey, your world governments have been lying to you. Like, we're here to help you.
We are anonymous.
What's the what's the play then?
You don't know. At least I wouldn't. I wouldn't know.
I sure as fuck I'm not trusting the government, and I surely am not trusting the aliens.
No, they're going to have to come down and put up or shut up.
Yeah, something's going to have to give.
Yeah, you better come down and make some cool shit real fast.
We already know not to trust the world governments. We also already know not to trust the aliens because they've been kind of shitty too. So also true. We're just in the middle of a shit sandwich.
And you know what? That's the average Joe's life right there.
Just is true.
Right in the middle of a shit sandwich.
What is that? The Daigle report?
Yeah, we've seen that before, Steve. Population. We've seen that before. We've seen it before. Isn't that a report that's hard to find now, or is it back up on the internet? Because I remember for a hot minute that report was super hard to find for a while.
When did we see that? Were we talking
long
about
a long time ago?
Agenda, long time was it ago. Agenda 2030?
Might have been, but it was a long time ago. It was before everybody started hitting off on it.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what episode, I couldn't tell you when it was, but I hadn't heard anybody talking about it when we brought it up. And then from what I understand, it got to be hard to find for a little while. And I don't know if it's like still like that or if it's, you know, if it or what, but. And I specifically remember it because it reminds me of Deagle.
Yeah. Cause
that's why I remember it.
I thought it looked familiar, but it's been so long. Like we take in so much stuff and I'll be the first to admit that I do not retain a lot. So some things just go in one and out the other. Yeah, it'd be interesting to try to find that again.
Hold on. But you're right. It did show, like, I think America was really bad. Because it showed massive, massive population loss in 2025. And does anybody, I'm trying to recall, does anybody know off the top of their head why that report made those predictions?
I don't know. I'm trying to look.
Because I don't remember there being like actual reason behind the report. I just remember seeing the report.
I'm finding different parts, but I don't know why.
And it's crazy because a lot of people reference that report. It's just really hard to find these days, or at least to my understanding.
Okay, according to our AI overlords here, the Daigle report is a controversial forecast predicting a significant population decline in many countries in 2025. While the report's origins and methodology are disputed, it has gained notoriety for its stark projections and sparked numerous discussions among and conspiracy theories. The report's key claim is a dramatic reduction in global population, with some nations experiencing losses over 50%. Key aspects of the report and its reception. Grim population projection. The report forecasts a substantial decrease in the population of many nations by 2025, particularly in developed countries. Disputed methodology. The methodology used to generate these projections is not publicly available, leading to skepticism and criticism. So we don't know how they got these numbers. The report's dire predictions have fueled various conspiracy theories, with some linking to potential events like war, economic collapse, or pandemics. Public debate and discussion. The Daigle report has sparked heated debates and discussions about population trends, future scenarios, and the potential impact of global events. Many experts have dismissed the report as lacking scientific basis and credibility. In short, the Daigle report is controversial forecast that predicts a significant population decline by 2025. Its lack of transparency and dramatic predictions have led to widespread debate and speculation, but it's not widely accepted by experts due to its questionable methodology. Daigle itself says, and experts alike, that the report lacks a scientific basis.
That's with everything.
Yeah. So I don't know why they came up with it or what's going on here.
It's hard telling.
It's hard to tell what's real and what's not.
You really can't anymore.
No, it sucks.
You just got to live it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really all you can do.
Yeah. There was something else I was going to talk about. Did Congress or the House or something pass, like, put forward a bill on disclosure today? I saw something about it on X. It's supposed to be like,
No idea. I've shut off all forms of .gov here lately.
Yeah.
I don't listen to shit in regards to politics or anything. I don't fucking care anymore. I was for a little bit there trying to, you know, stay up with what's going on in the world, and I just don't even care anymore.
Yeah, I saw something about it today.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, it just does not appeal to me. I think it's just because of it's all just hate and misinformation, so I'm just over it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get sucked back into it. And it kind of sucks because that's where a lot of good conspiracy information comes from, which there are a couple that have been popping up here lately that I'm going to start kind of digging around in. There's some weird ones moving through.
Like, I think kind of fire off on them a little bit here lately.
And conspiracies are fun, man. I know a lot of people get sucked into the political side of it, but conspiracies are fun. And there's another case of supposedly, I don't know if it's real or not, I haven't looked into it yet. There's that kid that was taking plastic and turning it into energy or something.
Oh, yeah, I did see this.
And he's in hiding right now?
Yeah.
Is that true or is that?
I've been seeing
different... At least from what you can see?
I've been seeing different things. Like, at first I heard he was missing.
Yeah.
Like, it disappeared. And then I saw some people post up that his mom had made a statement that they know where he is. They're just not disclosing where he is because he'd been coming forward saying that, like, his life is in danger. People were following him, so on and so forth. But they do know where he's at, according to his mom. So that's not anything like shocking. We do know that when people find alternate fuel sources, it doesn't take long.
Yeah, people go missing.
Yeah. Big petroleum's like, no.
Yeah, that's the reality of our world is you're not gonna take away cash cows.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rosemary, I think that's the guy.
Yep. Yep. But that was the last that I heard, that his mother confirmed that he is alive and he is okay. He is just in hiding. She didn't say why. She obviously didn't say where, just that he was okay.
Yeah. And then I was seeing vampires are running New York underground or some shit like that.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I saw that. So I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna dig around into this because this is interesting as fuck.
So it's just Blade.
I freaking hope so. It's one of the most underrated movies out there.
Vampires running the New York Underground.
Something like that. See, even Dylan's seen it.
Hell yeah. I got a book around here somewhere about this. It's legit. It's a true crime book. This woman, she was a news reporter, and she was investigating.
The book you have?
Yeah, the vampire culture, vampire scene in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
And she ended up going missing. So
interesting.
It would be. I know it's kind of true crimey, but it's also, I mean, vampires are kind of paranormal, right? I haven't read it yet.
Yeah, I love vampire stories. The idea that the old world is still operating somehow. The fuck is Dylan talking about?
Found her husband in a cave in a casket?
Ohio has a huge vampire coven. Netflix was going to come out with the documentary, but it got axed because it got too close. I'm trying to see it.
Let's go. How huge are we talking, Peyton?
I mean, the last time I saw Blade make an appearance, he wasn't looking the best. He's not definitely not in tip-top shape anymore.
Not as immortal as he thought he was.
Nah, man, he look a little rough.
Dylan, don't worry about it. What? I know what Dylan's talking about now. It's so stupid. Oh, it's so stupid.
Well, why didn't Jason Mound Builders ever tell us that? I'm trying to hear a vampire story.
Yeah, we don't get very many vampire stories.
Oh, fuck, man. No, Twisted, he did not look okay in Deadpool Wolverine. You're high. He looked rough.
Dayton, Ohio, so I'm guessing pretty big. Ohio's weird. Ohio's not even real. Of course there's vampires in Ohio. We went to Ohio a couple years ago, and I didn't see any fucking vampires there.
Me either, man. That'd have made it a lot more interesting.
Yeah, I didn't see a single vampire there my entire tenure.
Try turning me into a vampire. I'm not trying to sparkle.
No. Twiz's extracurriculars have nothing to do with it. He looked okay for being set. Now, see, it's changing.
That's what Twiz likes to do.
I look okay for being 110. I'm not 110, but I'd look okay if I was.
Ohio was pretty when we drove through it.
Yeah. It was fun. Had a good time. Yeah. Just no vampires. Laura's in Ohio. Ohio confirmed.
My brother's in Ohio.
The Crypt of the Corn guys are in Ohio.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Don't know where.
They in Ada, apparently. Huh. Clone Jay's parents own the bowling alley. Thank you. I do look great for 130.
Ohio was cool. I enjoyed it. I enjoy it, but whenever you see there's Silver Tongue put an end to that.
Oops.
Good old Judas.
Not me, but it sucks the way that went down.
Good old Judas.
If there are lizard people, there are vampires. Did you have to drink blood to be a vampire?
Oh, if there are. Okay. I thought you were saying lizard people are vampires. That's new.
Do you have to drink blood to be a vampire? You can be an energy vampire.
Yeah, dude, I saw a thing about that the other day where some girl was talking about how this chick wrote in and was talking about being a succubus. That she was a succubus or is a succubus. Partake in all this like energy draining and all types of crazy shit.
She's draining something, some kind of energy. But I mean, just saying. Does somebody else have to christen you as a succubus, or do you just get to announce that you are one?
I feel like there's both. You know, one's real and one's a mental disorder.
One's earned and one's wished.
A mental disorder.
Succubus is sexual. Yeah. It's not just a clever name.
Certainly Arstragory. I'm trying to fucking hear old world vampire shit, dude.
I'm just trying to hear weird shit.
Well, yeah. I'm down with weird stuff. For sure.
Yeah. Incubus is Twiz's favorite band.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
But he runs around going foo foo.
I knew that was on the way. I was just kind of hanging out waiting for it.
That's another one I want to look into. It's like good gin stories.
Chad's getting wild.
Yeah, I saw some clips of that, Colleen. I feel like, Chasing, how did you get away from that encounter? I feel like being a vampire in real life is probably not that cool.
Do they have fangs? Are we talking about just a normie dude who's like...
No, I'm talking real vampire. I ain't talking about busters who fake it.
Yeah, like...
You ain't faking it till you make it.
Cut your finger and I'll lick your blood.
I'm not talking about that. I mean, they are fucking weird, but I'm not looking in that direction.
Yeah, like that's what weirdos are going to do. Weirdo stuff. But I'm talking like you have to stake them in the heart, holy water. I'm talking Lost Boy shit.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I need. Damn. Bible warning us about the vampires. There are those whose teeth are swords, whose fangs are knives to devour the poor from off the earth, the needy from among mankind.
I like it.
They are real, but I also think they're weirder and less predictable than people imagine.
But how did you get away?
Are they real if they don't wear leather?
A valid question.
It is a valid question.
And no, Twiz, we don't want the vampires from Priest. That would suck. And it was a cool movie.
I've seen Priest.
It's good. Pretty cool.
My favorite vampire movie is running for two. 30 Days of Night and John Carpenter's Vampires.
Just interesting choice.
30 Days a Night is terrifying because there's no sunlight, so you just have to fight the vampires all the time. And in John Carpenter's Vampires, to avoid the sunlight, they buried themselves underground, which was fucking awesome.
I'm more of a campy Lost Boys / Queen of the Damned.
I don't know if I've seen Queen of the Damned. Lost Boys is...
Oh, dude. Queen of the Damned, you'd like it.
I think it's I've seen parts.
Yeah, I think you would like it.
Where are you at, Mount Builder? I'm still trying
to... Oh, yeah, Underworld. I always forget about that one, too. That's gangsta. Yeah. I liked Underworld.
What happened to... Where'd CMB go? Where'd Chasing go? There he is. I've had two in-person encounters that I'm aware of. In one, I never left my house. It was trying to get me to open the window. It's hard to imagine the motivation because I was 4.
Well, I mean, probably clear motivation.
Yeah, I kind of got that like Black Eyed Kids vibe. Like, let us in, let us in. That's valid point, Necro. vampire I met was my ex-wife.
Well, Salem's Lot was good too.
I had another 18 years later. I'm not sure how I escaped. If they want you, they'll have you.
That's ominous.
There was that one story. Not a story. It was an encounter. I think Beyond Creepy did. If you guys love just off the wall encounters, this Mr. Black from Beyond Creepy is excellent at finding and hunting down these weird one-off encounters. Like, he's friends with Albert Rosales, the one who does all the humanoid encounter books, so he's like privy to all this knowledge. And he had one I know I talked about before, about this couple had went out on a date, and they went to a bar. As they come out of the bar, there's this group of like late teens, like at like 18, 19 years old. And they're kind of across the street, just kind of hanging out, loitering. And they start yelling at the man. And he has no idea who they are, but they keep calling him by name. So like, this is weird. So they get in the taxi and take off. They go to their restaurant to have dinner. As they come out there, there's the same group of kids. Keep calling to him. Doesn't recognize him. Starting to get sus. He's like, whatever, let's go finish the night off. They go to a couple more bars. As they come out there again, they get in the taxi, go home. As soon as they get inside their house, there's a knock on the door. And he looks through the peephole, and it's this group of kids. They're like, hey, we've had an accident. We need you to let us inside. Can we come in? Can we come? Like, they're begging to be let in. And luckily, he just kind of stays 10 toes down. He's like, no. And they start getting like more violent toward him, start beating on the door. Like, you have to let us in. Let us in. We need in. But he kind of just sticks to it, eventually calls the police. And by the time the police get there, they're gone. But it's just a weird scenario that he felt like it may have had some like vampiric energy to it. The fact that they wanted to be let in, which you hear a lot as far as black eyed kids go too, that might be kind of in the same realm, in the same vein.
Yeah. The black eyed kids do like, if you think about it, they do kind of semi fit the bill of vampires.
Especially the wanting to, like, the vampire trope of they have to be invited inside. Like,
exactly.
Kind of sits with it too.
It's gross. It's gross. Sinners was okay. It was decent.
I haven't seen it yet.
I like Michael B. Jordan a lot, but I think it could have been a little better.
I've been watching a lot of movies lately, though. Like, in my downtime when I'm off, I'm not writing. I've watched a lot. I finally got around to watching Nope. That was good.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah. The reveal of the alien was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, watching that thing move around, that was pretty sick. What else did I watch? I watched Talk to Me, which I thought was pretty fun. If nobody's seen that, like, especially people that like are like, obviously it's a horror movie, but I'm kind of a sucker for like communicating with the other side and like that trope of it going wrong. It's kind of a cool, different take on that. So that was good. I watched Bring Her Back.
That was supposed to be just pretty disturbing.
Rough watch. As one of the most unlikable characters that I've seen in a long time. Like, just, I don't know, like, I don't want to say anything to give it away, but saw that too. What else did I see?
I don't really watch scary movies.
That's about the only thing I watch. I watched Mandy, which is Nicolas Cage, the greatest actor of all time. I don't know how I missed that. I don't know how I missed the boat on Mandy. Because you got Nicolas Cage, you got religious cults, You've got serial killing demonic bikers, and just the whole ending of that movie is just fight scene. So
nice.
It's a 10 out of 10 for me.
You should watch Drive Angry.
I should
have Nicolas Cage.
Haven't. There's a lot of Nicolas Cage. Like,
he breaks out of hell.
Well, if anybody can,
it's him.
There's a lot of Nicolas Cage was just doing movies just to do movies there for a while. So I'm trying to play catch up.
Pretty cool.
Mandy was better than I thought it was going to be. Not to go off on a movie review tangent here. This is the Night Shift. We do whatever we want.
Oh, man. What's that one I watched the other day? I can't remember. Electric State or something like that. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. The kids that run out of their house at 12. So, weapons. That looks terrifying. Apparently, he's getting crazy reviews from people that are seeing it so far. It's supposed to take place in the Barbarian universe. If anybody hasn't seen Barbarian, go into that blind. Watch that not knowing what the hell's going on. Because it's like two different movies. I haven't seen the remake of Nosferatu.
Van Helsing was cool.
I haven't seen Van Helsing.
Really? It's a little more cheese action. I liked it, though. Predator's gangster.
I'm trying to.
Predator is one of my all-time favorites.
Predator is pretty sick.
I'd like to do some stories on the Nephilim. Just not what everybody else is chasing. I have to find a cool offshoot somewhere.
Well, everything kind of gets tied into the Nephilim.
Kind of. It is kind of a catch-all.
What were we talking about the other day? Was it the Black Eye Club that we kind of delve into the Nephilim a little bit? Yeah.
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 Yeah, I watched Prey, Twiz. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I know a lot of people hated it, but I thought it was good. Dude, Predator's awesome. The only one I really didn't care for was, I think it was the one before Prey, where they give the guy like the Predator suit. That one was lame.
Show on number stations. I keep thinking about it.
Steve would be a good one for that. That's definitely up his alley.
There's a new animated Predator. Yeah, I keep seeing previews for that, Necro. I haven't watched it yet, but I keep seeing that people are digging it.
Yeah, I'm weird. I don't know if I'd be into the animation. I still like the original Predator the best.
Yeah, I'm not real heavy on animation either.
I am under the right situation. Like, I love Invader Zim. I love Gravity Falls.
Yeah.
Those are probably two of my faves, but like, it's got to be under the right context, you know.
I'm trying to find I keep seeing these TikToks, right? I was thinking about the Nephilim, made me think about the Anunnaki. I keep seeing these claims the last couple months on TikTok that people's phones are being taken over. And they're getting messages like from essentially the Anunnaki, and that they're on their way.
The fuck? Message me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We got a damn holophone, son of a gun.
And then somebody else said that, like,
it's usually dead, but whatever.
Probably got 40 messages from Ann and Naki on there. We just don't know it. They're like, Kyle, we're coming June 26th. And here we are. It's almost August. Sorry, fellas.
We missed that one, big guy.
Yeah. Like, there were other claims of, like, phones on a military base in Ohio, of all places. Weird. We're taken over too. And, like, this is the Anunnaki. We are here. We are coming.
That's weird.
I can't find any, like, proof of it, right? Like, I hear people keep talking about them, but it's all, like, second and third sources. So that's why I didn't bring it up at the time, and I was just thinking about Nephilim and Anunnaki.
No, you should definitely bring it up when it happens.
Yeah.
Even if it's way out there, I'm trying to hear it.
This is... from Cleveland Public News, the WCTU 13 viral TikTok claims military base phones were hijacked by Anunnaki messages, sparking online frenzy. A viral claim circulating on TikTok alleges that an entire military base experienced a sudden hijacking of mobile phones for approximately 2 minutes, during which a message appeared stating, "This is the Anunnaki, we are here." The story, which has gained traction across several social media posts, remains unverified and unsupported by any official or credible sources. The purported incident is described as a coordinated digital intrusion affecting military personnel's phone, rendering them frozen and displaying the anomalous message. TikTok accounts with names such as Engaging Military Challenges for Fun and Entertainment have propagated the story, contributing to its widespread attention online. Despite the claim's growing popularity, no statements have been made or issued by the Department of Defense, U.S. Cyber Command, or any branch of the military confirming that such an event took place. There have also been no reports or alerts from cybersecurity agencies, including those that monitor critical infrastructure and defense systems, which would typically investigate and address such significant breaches. There is currently no credible evidence to support the notion that any military communication systems or devices were compromised in the manner described, states Cleveland 13 Community Fact Checkers investigative team following a comprehensive review. This is not the only one that I heard. I also heard that people's televisions were being taken over, not on the military base, in different places. There was like three or four different places where this had happened. But the military base was the one that I was like, oh, shit, you know. Somebody said that like their televisions were taken over and had the same message displayed, like, we are the Anunnaki, we are on the way, or we are here.
I mean, real talk, I would probably assume that it's some type of hacker group fucking off. But it would be hard to not like message back, be like, Pixar didn't happen.
Yeah. Hollow talk would be like, all right, let's get it. Real talk, we think it was sus, but we know how easy we fall down those rabbit holes.
Yeah, it happens, man.
I am very guilty about that. Anunnaki got unlimited text plan.
Facts.
Anunnaki. Trying to think of what else is going on. I haven't seen anything new about the spheres. I know we talked about that the last few night shifts, but I haven't came across anything new regarding that. I did see something about... Man, I wonder if I saved it. A scientist came forward about like alien nanotechnology already being on the planet. Said something about there being like trillions and trillions of these nanotech already on the planet, like the size of like you can't even like they're undetectable to us unless you're like looking for them. But they said that they can self-destruct and stuff once they're noticed and all kinds of crazy shit, man. I thought
define self-destruct.
They just, you know,
like evaporate or just actually they say, blow a toe off.
Say we're done. We're good here. Don't worry about it. I'm trying to find where that I saved.
Wild to think, but not really. I mean, we did get a warning about smart dust a long time ago.
Which is kind of the same vein that they're talking about.
Absolutely the same thing.
Yeah. They also said
that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. We got some cool warnings.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, I didn't save it at all. I just made that up. I apologize.
What's that?
That I didn't save that at all.
Oh, it happens.
Did I save it on Facebook?
Dude, sometimes I'm writing an episode and I swear I write something down and it is definitely not in my episode.
Dude, I'm the same way. I have stuff saved to different accounts and this, that, and the other, and I just don't. And I can't find it. It's a whole thing. Anyway, there might be alien nanotechnology on the planet that's self-destructing itself before we can study it. Maybe not. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
You know,
I'm not.
If that's the case, why aren't... Like, I feel like, you know, realistically, you and I would be pretty decent ambassadors.
Not me, because I'm just giving them the finger.
Oh, dude, we would be good.
Hey, HoloCult. You may have heard of HelloFresh. They send chef-crafted recipes and fresh ingredients to your home. But this summer, they made their biggest menu upgrade yet. This isn't the HelloFresh you remember. It's bigger. HelloFresh has doubled its menu. Now you can choose from 100 options each week, including new seasonal dishes and recipes from around the world. It's healthier. Feel great with their new healthier menu filled with high-protein and veggie-packed recipes. It's also tastier. Get steak and seafood recipes delivered every week at no extra cost. Now there's 3 times more seafood on the menu. Also, new seasonal produce each week, from snap peas to stone fruit, corn on the cob, and more. Me and my partner use HelloFresh, and I cannot recommend it enough. The last HelloFresh meal we had was the tomato, mozzarella, and creamy pesto panini. It was delicious. The ingredients were fresh, and everything came together perfectly. The sourdough bread was a great base for a combination of the rich cream cheese and fresh mozzarella. That was balanced out perfectly with the acidity from the fresh tomato and the bright pesto. The arugula salad with Dijon vinaigrette was a great light side to round out the meal. It was as simple as making a grilled cheese, but exponentially more tasty. The best way to cook just got better. Go to HelloFresh.com/Hollow1Pod10FM now to get 10 free meals plus a free item for life. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on your first box. New subscribers only and varies by plan. That's HelloFresh.com/HOLO. The number 1, POD, the number 10, FM, to get 10 free meals plus a free item for life.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Kyle would be explaining human culture to them while I'm giving them the finger.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a negative thing.
I feel like we would be good, you know, good ambassadors. They could come on the show and state their case.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to talk, they can come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm giving.
I think we'd be fair.
Giving them the finger, whether they have a good point or not.
I mean, you know, like I said before, I'm not trying not to hang out unless they're weirdos. And then
CMB has a point. In fairness, giving the finger is sort of human culture.
It 100% is.
Welcome to Earth.
Mm-hmm. It'd also be funny if they didn't know the difference, and then that's how they started greeting the rest of the universe.
Yes. We're sharing our culture. We're teaching our culture.
It'd be awesome.
It's when we were talking about crop circles, this is completely off topic. Okay, the way my brain works is giving aliens the middle finger. Aliens think that it's a form of greeting. Mm-hmm. Aliens pass it on to the rest of the universe. Mm-hmm. We in turn get crop circles back of middle fingers, which takes me back to the crop circle episode where you were talking about if people were going to fake crop circles, what the one sort of shape.
Yeah, ask the chat what's the one thing that would get drawn into the fields.
Yes. What would that be?
Take your guess.
If it were...
Did we already talk about it? Did you guys already hear it?
No, we talked about it in one of the crop circle... There's two crop circle episodes, thank you.
Yeah.
The second one will be out Monday, but there it is, Necro.
Yeah, he got it.
We hit the... That, if Kyle... I can't remember.
It was probably in the first one.
Yeah, if Kyle did crop circles, remember. It would be a penis.
Yeah.
But that made me think, like, you know, middle finger. Anyway, someone made a meme that... said, oh, like they showed this super intricate crop circle, like it may have been the Milk Hill spiral or whatever, and they're like, if aliens do crop circles, and then they're like, nah, all crop circles are made by a man, and then it showed this penis out in the middle of the desert someone had made by just driving their car around.
I told you it's the one thing humanity's good at drawing, and they're not even good at it, but it's obvious.
We try our best. Seeing lots of lights in the sky around the Big Dipper. Give them the finger. Collectively.
I'm telling you, there's been something off with the stars for a hot minute.
Did you see that thing where 5 stars disappeared?
No.
Oh, shit. Let me look that up. How much time we got? Okay, hold that thought. Everybody talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to Google.
When the fuck? How does 5 stars just disappear?
I don't know. I'm not a star scientist.
Are we sure they're not being blotted out?
Bro, I don't know. It's been, that was on.
I mean, technically they would have burnt out a long time ago.
Oh no, this, the internet is driving me crazy because I look up 5 stars disappear and the first thing says Google's review deletion. Why 5-star reviews have disappeared. That's not what I'm asking for.
But you kind of did ask for it.
Yeah, but they need to know what I'm thinking, not what I'm saying.
Hundreds disappeared a few years back. This is news.
Oh, yeah. That's weird that someone says that because I just found this. Hundreds of stars have vanished without a trace. A new study could explain why. At least 100 stars have vanished without credible explanation. New observations could explain what happened. I didn't see hundreds. Well, apparently there are hundreds. But they showed like these two photos of space, and they're like just a little block of stars. And in one, you can clearly see all these stars. And the other one, there's 5 select stars that are not there anymore. So they're like, well, if it was one... something could be blocking it out. If it was 2, maybe. But the fact that there's 5 from the exact same spot in the sky that's missing, they're like, that's probably not good.
It's just an alien planet.
Yeah, it's headed toward Earth now. It's going to be here in November. It's hostile.
Good. I still think that there's something wrong with this guy.
This is way too big of words for me to read.
You got this.
I can read it. I just don't know what it means. Does anybody know what delayed neutrino driven mechanisms are? So be staying there. In the delayed neutrino driven mechanism, neutrinos revive the stalled shock waves, eventually leading to a successful explosion.
Something blew up.
Stars, apparently. Hundreds of them.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Blew up.
I don't know. They were there. They're not there now. It's fine.
They just blew up, dude.
It wasn't our sun, so we don't have to worry about it.
Furthermore, they didn't need to go into all that detail when they could have just said they blew up.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that way Jim Pop can figure it out.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't need fancy words. We're a simple folk.
Dylan says we're not looking at stars. We're looking at the windows and a giant UFO.
Steve, do your eyes suck?
Yes.
I heard that if you stare at the sun, they get better.
I want to do it.
Cool. I need to try it out.
I'll do it. They can only get worse or get better.
That's true. 50-50 shot, man.
That's the science of it.
What if one gets super good and the other one gets super shitty?
Then do I have the same vision? You know what I mean? If I have like 50-50 vision now, this one goes to 100 and this one goes to 0. Do I have the same vision? Technically.
Like, yes and no.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Dylan and Chris, I use binoculars.
I will. I am a wizard.
That way it just turns into a magnifying glass and just burns them out.
Neutrinos pass through us all every day. Neutrinos make me think of pizza rolls. Neutrino pizza rolls.
Yeah.
And this is why no one will ever take us seriously.
I like pizza rolls.
Yeah. Pizza rolls are good.
Thinking about pizza rolls. Guess what, though? Real talk. We only got a couple minutes left. After last night shift, my wife got us Jack in a Box.
I got Jack in the Box after work last week.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't directly after, but it was like a day or two later.
Oh.
She's like, hey, you want me to pick up Jack in the Box on the way home? I'm like, yeah, of course.
Someone sent us a recipe for Jack in the Box tacos.
Oh, I'm gonna make Shauna make it.
It's in the email. I got it flagged right off the rip.
Hell yeah, dude.
Shout out to whoever sent us the recipe for homemade Jack in the Box tacos, which are immediately going to be healthier than Jack in the Box tacos.
No, they're not.
I didn't say more delicious. I just said healthier.
I said no.
I think Jack in the Box tacos just come that way.
Healthy?
They're not made. They just exist as is.
I like that theory.
Like from a Jack in the Box taco tree.
Yeah. Which means that it's natural, so it's healthy.
Yes.
See? Can't argue that.
Like staring at the sun.
All the solutions are here, man.
It's true. See you, Brother John.
Stay up, Brother John. Much love your way.
Try to stay cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of if we got any more weird stuff. Monster earthquakes, volcanoes, flash floods, Area 51's on fire.
I didn't hear Area 51's on fire.
Yeah, it's been
I did see a bunch of people talking about the BS raid on Area 51 again for whatever reason.
Are they talking about the old one? Or are they raiding it again?
Yeah, yeah. No, they're talking about the old one, but it's weird. There's like a documentary out now.
Oh, I did see that on
some other shit.
Netflix. But I didn't watch it.
Me either.
Because you know what happened right after that? The world shut down.
Yeah, but we didn't get into Area 50.
I wish we would have. There's still time.
I mean, we could do it.
Yeah, logically. Apparently.
We just need some dirt bikes.
Yeah, you're right. Let me see here. Area 51 is on fire. Calm down about the Area 51 fire. Enormous fire breaks out by Area 51.
Yeah, by Area 51.
Area 51 at risk.
Wait, how was there a big ass fire? Area 51 was out in the middle of a fucking desert.
That's the question.
Here, that's weird. Somebody dumped diesel fuel everywhere.
The Daily Mail. So take this for what it's worth. Massive fire has broken out near Area 51, sending plumes of smoke into the sky and UFO enthusiasts into a panic. A live stream camera set up on private land just outside of the heavily guarded Groom Lake facility near Rachel, Nevada, captured eerie footage of smoke rising from deep within the classified base. The blaze was sparked by the Gothic Fire, which now has grown from 8,000 acres to 35,000 since the 4th of July, has been confirmed as a lightning-sparked wildfire. It's not stopped speculation from spiraling online, with conspiracy theorists claiming everything from a crashed experimental craft to a cover-up gone wrong. I'm not saying anything other than it was aliens, says Skywatch Signal, a group that monitors strange sightings shared on X. Area 51 has become a cultural phenomenon. We all already know that, blah, blah, blah. While the fire is around 15 miles outside of the military base, it's currently sweeping over where above-ground nuclear testing occurred, the Nevada test site, which sets 65 miles northwest of Las Vegas. So it's getting close, or was. I don't know if it's still burning or not. This was... it's updated July 24th. Let's see what the update says. There doesn't show me where the update is, so never mind. Never mind. I'm going to assume it's still burning.
UFOs caught fire. Yeah. Because we tried hot wiring them, and we just didn't go right.
We put flamethrowers on them.
We would do that.
It's conspiracy theories. You mean facts. No, we didn't make it into the base.
No.
We had a lot of gumption until we didn't.
Yeah, there'd be a terrible idea to try to raid that thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we're not that smart, but we sure as fuck ain't that dumb.
Kyle's right. We're pretty dumb. Not that dumb.
Yeah. I'd like to go there once, though.
It would be cool. Did someone put our sticker on the black mailbox?
Yeah.
That's sick.
It is pretty cool.
That's fucking sick. Our stickers have been cool places.
I hope it's still there.
I hope.
We need a confirmation on that.
Yeah, someone go to Area 51.
Twiz, you're close. Go see if it's still there.
Yeah.
Apollo mission.
It is crazy that our stuff has been all over the place. I think about that sometimes. And I'm like, holy shit, what is this life?
Our slaps are out there, man. They're existing in the wild.
Yeah. It's been at Area 51. A little alien, Stonehenge, Loch Ness,
the Arctic Circle,
Roswell. Has it been Roswell?
I'm sure.
I know there's been Hollow Cult members at near Skinwalker. You've been to Stardust, the base of Mount Everest, which is bonkers. That's a big, that's a big mountain.
I want to go to Roswell really bad.
It would be cool.
Yeah, I was going to when I went out, you know, around Stardust, but man, it was just such a long drive home. I was ready to get home.
Yeah. I want to go to cool places.
I do too.
I want to go to that forest in Romania.
I ain't going there.
I am. I think it's the one in where Josh Gates went, all kinds of like. It was one of the ones where he had to like abandon the investigation because it got him all fucked up.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
Bootleg stickers of the UFO watchtower. Hell yeah. Yeah. I can't remember what it's called. Something in Romania. Begins with an H. There's like a circle in the middle of the forest where nothing grows. And like all their equipment started malfunctioning. Everybody started getting sick.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
What's that on?
Man got kicked.
Is that on
Expedition? Was it Expedition X? Expedition Unknown?
I don't know. He's got too many of them now.
I know. He has a new show like every 3 days.
Yeah. Destination Truth.
Yeah. Yeah. I want Destination Fucked Up Romanian Forest.
Yeah. Toys, what is it? I'll try to catch it. I'll try to watch that episode.
Destination Truth. Yeah, I also want to go to where was he when the elves fucked with his camera? Iceland?
Yeah.
That was sick.
I think so. That one was awesome.
The elf knocked the camera over and laughed while he did it.
Yeah.
That I would like to talk to Josh Gates.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be sick.
It would be awesome.
He doesn't do a lot of, he doesn't do the podcast rounds, does he?
No, he doesn't fucking have to. He's rich.
He is rich. He gets to do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He gets to look for Amelia Earhart's bones.
Yeah, it'd be cool to have those types of problems.
Elves be elven. That's true.
Facts.
You think that's where Elvis got his name? He wasn't Elvis. He wasn't a man. He was just a bunch of elves in a man suit.
Yeah.
Elvis.
Well, if they're elves, then that means I control them. So
that's what I was just thinking.
I'll walk in there like I own the place.
Haunted Forest, Alux, first episode, third season. Twiz is on it.
I knew he was going to give me the season in an episode.
Twiz is a cinemographer. Cinematographer. He's good at finding stuff about shows. I just created that science.
It's worthy.
It is. All right, Holocult. It's about that time. Twiz is a wizard. A twizzard,
if you will. Wizard. That's a good one.
Twizzard. That made me laugh. Thanks for hanging out with us. Everybody do us a favor and make sure you hit the like button and the subscribe button and the notification bell before you go. How's everybody feeling about the chat in the on the stage here? Everybody like that? Everybody get to see
I like what's it.
Going on? Yeah, me too. So, yeah, thanks for hanging out with us. Happy Wednesday, Holocult. Great chat. Like kicking it with y'all. We need more information on the vampire hive in Ohio.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Ohio. Because it's a vampire hive.
Yeah.
Good to see everybody in here. It's cool to have Necro back. It's been a hot minute here. Good to have all the regulars. We get some new people in here. There's a couple people I don't think I've seen before, but
yeah, there's a couple newbies.
welcome. Anyway, yeah, thanks for hanging out with us. And until 2 weeks from now when we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and just try to avoid the vampire cults in Ohio. Everywhere for that matter, but particularly Ohio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.